Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Nebraska Supreme Court upholds bans on abortion and child medical mutilation. We're going to be talking about this decision next on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Now, the Nebraska Supreme Court issued a 6-1 decision, and they ruled that a combined health care law banning abortions after 12 weeks of gestation and protecting children from puberty blockers, hormones, and mutilating surgeries did not violate the state's constitution, which requires laws to be limited to a single subject.
You know, the Planned Parenthood, of course, was fighting against this, and the ruling rejected a challenge from Planned Parenthood claiming that the law violated the state's constitutional rule of dealing with only a single subject. And the combined bill, which consists of Preborn Child Protection Act and Let Them Grow Act, became law in May 2023 when the state legislature added the 12-week abortion ban to a bill restricting harmful gender procedures after a 6-week abortion ban failed to overcome a filibuster. And I think this is kind of an unusual situation, Matt, where you have two subjects like this where you're dealing with children. That's the main subject. But protecting them in the womb and outside the womb.
Yeah, and that's what the court found, that the subject matter is the same. They might be a little bit distinct. So the Nebraska Supreme Court acknowledged that both abortion and gender-related interventions are, quote, distinct, close quote, medical procedures, but noted that the law does not violate the state's single subject rule because both provisions, quote, fall within the same subject, close quote, of regulating public health and welfare. They said, quote, here, even though abortion and gender-related procedures are distinct types of medical care, and even though LB 574 effectuates its purpose or object differently for each type, when broadly construing LB 574, all its provisions certainly are encompassed within the regulation of permissible medical care, wrote Chief Justice Michael Havakon. He goes on to say, after our review of the facts of this case and our historical legal precedent wherein we have rarely found violations, we find no merit to Planned Parenthood's argument that LB 574 contains more than one subject.
And you know, Matt, you have to look at the bottom line. The agenda of Planned Parenthood is making money off, number one, abortions, and then selling those baby body parts. And number two, they're the second seller of these puberty blockers. So they're making a lot of money off of this. So you can see why they've been fighting in Nebraska against this law. It's a two-shot hit on what their big money makers are.
Yeah, and this Nebraska Supreme Court ruling affirms a lower court ruling that also found the same thing and dismissed Planned Parenthood's case. According to the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, abortions declined went down by 8.72% in 2023 from the previous year, with the most significant reductions taking place after LB 574 took effect. Prior to the new law, abortion was allowed up to 22 weeks of gestation. This new law dropped it down to 12 weeks of gestation. So it's, you know, currently there are two active ballot initiatives in Nebraska to amend the state's constitution on the issue of abortion. A proposed pro-abortion amendment, Protect the Right to Abortion, attempts to enshrine a so-called fundamental right to abortion until fetal viability in the state. If passed by the voters, the law would render the abortion restrictions of LB 574 unconstitutional. By contrast, a proposed pro-life amendment titled Protect Women and Children aims to amend the state's constitution to protect unborn life after the first trimester, consistent with LB 574. Both amendment initiatives have achieved the required 124,465 public signatures to be considered for the November 2024 ballot, and the state is undertaking the final step to verify those signatures before giving final approval for the initiatives to go on the ballot.
So you have two contrary initiatives here in Nebraska. One to protect the sanctity of human life, to protect these innocent unborn babies who have no voice in the matter. And number two, an amendment which forces voters to vote whether or not to kill unborn children.
Yeah, it's you know, and right now...
How did we get to this point?
We don't... In fact, you should never put on the ballot that you know, the right to life is not up for popular vote.
How have we gotten here?
You know, it's like putting on the ballot the Holocaust. If you put on the ballot, do you have the right to kill Jews during the Nazi regime? You probably would have passed it by popular vote. You know, and you just, there are certain things that are not for popular vote. There are certain things that transcend those kinds of abilities for people just to change. Just like it's not up for a popular vote to change gravity. There are certain rights that are inherent, inalienable. As the Declaration of Independence says, we are endowed by our Creator with the unalienable rights among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
God-given rights.
That means, yeah, God-given rights. God gives those rights. Humans don't give those rights. And the Declaration of Independence says not only do they come from God, but they cannot be alienated. They cannot be voted against. They cannot be ruled against. You can't change them. They are inherent in the fact that God created us in His image. Life is the right of all rights. There is no right that's more fundamental and more important than the right to life. Every other right pales in comparison to the right to life.
But then I go back to the evil agenda of Planned Parenthood. They have no respect for life. They're only looking at their bottom line, their pocketbook, so to speak, and how they can make more money. And abortion is one of their ways of making money through the abortions.
It is their primary way.
And through selling the baby body parts. And then with the overturn of Roe in 2022, they started selling these puberty blockers, maybe even before that, to make another stream of revenue. And that, again, destroys our children.
You know, it's very demonic. We wrote an email about this with regards to what we have all witnessed there with respect to the Olympics and the mockery and the paganism. And going back to the historical root of the Olympics, it was pagan in its origin. But then when you go back even before the Olympics, you see in the Bible, in the ancient Near East, you see child sacrifice. You see in the pagan gods also this so-called transgender morphing from male to female. It all really goes to the very heart of God's created order. And when you try to kill children who are made in the image of God in the womb, and then once out of the womb, you emasculate them, you try to fool them into thinking that they can create themselves into their own image by being male, female, a combination of both or neither, or whatever they want to manifest to be. That is very, very destructive ideology. Planned Parenthood is in both of those camps.
It's very demonic. Let's just get down to the bottom line. It's demonic.
Yeah, killing children in the womb, and then out of the womb, giving them puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and feeding them the lie that they can choose their own gender.
And that glorifies Satan.
And that is very dark. And so, you know, there are now 25 states at least that have enacted laws protecting children from harmful puberty blockers, hormones, and mutilating surgeries. We have a couple of websites, by the way, on the abortion amendment initiatives. Those are very important this coming election cycle. lc.org/abortion amendments. Abortion amendments, lc.org/abortion amendments. That particular page on our Liberty Council website is tracking all of the different states, including Nebraska, regarding these proposed constitutional amendments regarding abortion. And also we have a separate one just for Florida. That's regarding Amendment 4, which is on the ballot in Florida. lc.org/FL amendment. So for Florida, it's FL amendment. And for all the states, it's abortion amendments. FL amendment and abortion amendments. Go there for more information. In Florida, for example, is the prime situation of what's happening in the country. Florida became the most pro-life state in the nation, or one of the most, with a decision on April 1 and then the six-week heartbeat bill on May the 1st. But everything could be changed. Abortion through all 9 months for any reason, taxpayer funding, all laws wiped out. That is on the ballot. People need to learn about it and stand for life. Now is the critical time to stand for life. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.